Rob.
Yes, Dwayne.
So one of the things that I was lamenting with or talking with Jim Pritchard over the last 3 or 4 days as we come to a conclusion of our time together is kind of the gestation period, if you will, that it takes to really understand the magnitude and all of the concepts that are supernova. And, you know, as my wife just reminded me, none is more shocking than our brand is known by the way we treat our worst client, right? That's everybody's got somebody that they have to have called and they didn't. And so I'm curious as to how, having done this so many times, how you kind of wrap up the big message on a team that's done what we've done, yet in a lot of ways are still struggling to implement with a commitment to do it. But this has been a year, and it's a big undertaking. So I'm curious as to how you kind of put the four corners on it and add dimension to where we are.
Very good question. My suggestion is that it takes at least a year. You know, I don't tell people that in the beginning because it would scare them, I think. But it takes about a year to sort of put the gumbo together, you know, and make it actually work. In the beginning, it's got all the ingredients of a great gumbo, but it doesn't really feel good, doesn't taste good. So, you're getting good results and you're getting good feedback from people, but you're not necessarily, you're still feeling a little overwhelmed. And most people have not really implemented many of the acquisition strategies. They will have liked them. They will have learned from them. They may have picked one or two, but they won't have, you know, embraced the acquisition piece of Supernova the way it really should be. Because you've committed yourself to giving a much higher level of service in your market, and yet you are not leveraging that brand yet through your centers of influence and your mastermind groups and your social networking and working with your niches and so forth. So you're really still at the baby steps of acquisition, but you're pretty well put together when it comes to organization. Now, you guys and many like you in Pennsylvania have not really, you know, been able to embrace segmentation the way you should have been able to because restrictions, you know, just it's been difficult to give clients away. So you haven't gained that benefit yet. You've taken on more work. So in many cases, the team feels like, you know, are we really getting the payoff for all the extra work we're putting in? Now, you guys have done well and you embrace change and you're excited. And so you will have done much better than the average team. Because you have a great attitude. So it's, you know, frankly, Jim and I'll take attitude over anything else. But I would just say that what I try and do is encourage people to keep us on as an accountability coach for the next, you know, the next year. And, you know, some people have continued to coach for 10 years. And you think, what am I? I was on this morning with a gentleman in Louisville, and I've coached him. You know, I coached him 10 years ago, and then we started up again about 3 years ago. And we've been coaching, you know, every month. And then we went to weekly because he was really trying to get the words down properly. So I'm coaching him on how to build his team, how to script his assistants on everything that they're doing when it comes to interacting with clients. He's very particular about what his clients say to his, you know, what his team says to his clients. So he's a real student of the business and a student of the game. And he's, you know, he's in his late 60s, so he's not a kid, but he's still an eager learner. So I would say that, it's kind of like you watch the Masters this weekend. Every one of those guys have got a coach. Every one of them is always trying to get better. They're tweaking their game constantly. And then it comes together. And you know, like with Dustin, it came together right, just the right time, right? But is it, you know, you can easily fall off. And you've seen, if you happen to be a golf fan, you've seen, you know, the other guys, they go from stardom to, you know, to average pretty quick. And then they work their tail off and get back to stardom and they hang in there for a little while and then they fall off again.
I think that one of the things that is proven to be a little bit or a lot more cumbersome than we would have anticipated, and that's the role of Phil's FAP and all of the distribution of the various JPNs and participations and where you get paid and what you don't get paid and what you can put to the call center and what you can't. And just that, you know, kind of engulfing another 250, 300 accounts and some, you know, 80 million of assets that are familiar in some ways and unfamiliar in many, and trying to wrap our head around how to segment that. And, you know, I don't know if Sean's on, but, you know, Sean has been the recipient of, you know, $4 or $5 million worth of JPN business that some other advisors have provided to him. And it's really a double-edged sword. I mean, a lot of it is just a pond into which he can fish, but a lot of it is just liabilities that he can't get rid of for one reason or another. And in some ways, I see all of the tools that you've laid in front of us and to use your gumbo recipe. Yeah, we sliced up our golden triangle of our celery, our onions and our peppers, but they're still sitting in bowls and we haven't yet mixed them together with a good roux and our andouille sausage to get the spices blended. We're getting there. But I guess I'm kind of shocked as to how long it's taking us or how slow the progress is. And I don't want to make the excuse that it's because we're not together, because that's just an excuse. But I've been a little shocked at how slow our momentum has it's been taking to build our momentum.
Well, I mean, I would, you know, from your, as your coach, I don't see that. I mean, maybe you put on a good face for me and tell me how great you're doing every month or every week, you know. But you guys really embrace Supernova, put it to work, and seems as though, at least with the clients you're delivering Supernova to, I mean, you've been telling me all along that they're having a much better experience and they're, you know, you're reaping some harvest from that in terms of more assets and referrals.
And I think we did not delude you on an individual basis. All of that is true. It's as the team concept that's where it's been confusing to me, particularly in our ability to really build a visible system that anybody could look at and say, that's what a refined Supernova team looks like. And you know what? I'd like to do that when I consider an FAP. And that's kind of the long-term picture. But one of the objectives of being a good Supernova team is to attract folks who aren't, so that, you know, we could be a good succession strategy for them.
Sure.
But on the individual basis, you know, Sean has just done an outstanding job, and he's got all these accounts, and he's calling and doing all the things that I believe that he's, you know, he's listened to on these calls. And I know Patty's doing it, and we're doing it. But with the Phil's departure, it's a whole new component to how well we do it with another advisor's, you know, book of business, and how we do it well enough that people would understand that we're doing it well. Do we have enough of the right type of help, and are we doing things as a team? We're pretty good as individual silos, but as a team, are we doing a good job in a measurable way?
Well, okay, so you come to the point where, you know, you can be great, and I think you do this, but you can be terrific accountability coaches for each other. And that's one of the big levers that a lot of people don't pull on teams, is acting as each other's accountability coaches. So one is completely embrace the five-star model. And we've done that, and we've reported on that. And I felt that went, you know, that's going pretty well. The other is make sure that you're having your marketing meeting separate from your scoreboard meeting. Marketing meeting, you know, I don't care whether you have it Monday or Friday and Monday. That doesn't matter. But, you know, the way I teach it is you have a meeting every day for 10 minutes, stand-up meeting. And then Monday you have your marketing meeting where it is – how are we doing on filling our pipeline? How are we doing in terms of our activity? And then Friday is how did we do? Okay, how are we doing overall from each of the five-star directors? And then from the leader, how are we doing in terms of net new assets, revenues? And, you know, frankly, every part of the experience, the client experience. So if you're doing those things, I think you're capturing the essence of it. Where are you breaking down from what I just described?
Well, I was just having this talk with Patty. I particularly liked the physical nature of the folder system, and I, you know, built all of the client folders to do exactly what your five Supernova program was supposed to do. And for 7 months they were locked in a drawer, and that kind of took a little wind out of the sail that I was trying to build as a discipline. And so I think that's part of what threw me off for a while.
Are you back in there, and can you get into those drawers and get them out and take them home or work with them in the office?
Well, we definitely don't. I don't think we can be taking them home. But as of the last couple of weeks, we've been encouraged now that we can sign up and get into the office on a daily basis. And Patty's been doing that. And Sean and I are just now starting to get back to the point where we're in the office most days of the week. And that's good. But, you know, Lori's in a different situation, so she'll be remote for quite some time.
Proposing is scanning when we're, you know, make a project of scanning in the contents of the folder to the client accounts and then keeping the folder electronically, because that way then any of us could look at it anytime from anywhere.
Yeah, the other thing that I did recently that I just got set up was to put the 515 Hambleton group on a shared drive so that we can all have our client folders where anybody has any one of us can get access to it, which I think would help from a remote perspective. But for me, that was probably the biggest, you know, disappointment that process kind of just came to a sudden stop. Not that the activity did, but the recording of the notes and that type of, you know, kind of dental practice analogy that you gave.
Yeah, I'd be out of business, unfortunately, if I, you know, I've got my, I'm surrounded by my folders. You know, they're like my comfort. I know I know exactly who I'm going, you know, who I'm talking to next. I can review the folder and then, you know, just be prepared. So I empathize with your circumstance. I think the firm tried to make it as flawless as, you know, as fluid as possible so that you would not feel any different. But, you know, even the electronic doesn't quite give you the sense of holding on to something physical. So
No, and I think a lot of this is an intrinsically personal thing. And yeah. You know, listen, it is what it is and it will come back. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we do have all the ingredients for a great gumbo, but we can't, our pot's missing and we don't have anything to throw it into because we're not together. And, I don't know, but we'll get there. I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged. I'm frustrated by that we can't get together sooner, faster, and more frequently in order to really make it what we would like it to be. But we understand the components and the ingredients and the tasks in front of us. So to that extent, you know, we've been equipped with a phenomenally powerful set of tools. And I think we understand, you know, pretty clearly what Supernova is and what the expectations are. But we have some implementing to do yet. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I think with this Phil, you know, getting his FAP organized, like this is the month that we, I think this is the month that we make the changes that we're going to make on the various accounts. We can really start to divvy this up properly and, you know, feel like we're moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, just this afternoon, about 2 hours ago, we got the spreadsheet on the breakdown of all of those JPNs and what we have to do to segregate and assign those and all of that work. So that was just today. So, you know, we do know how to implement what you've taught us with Phil and his book of business. But we have that work in front of us yet to do.
No, I'm very encouraged. I think you guys, because think about what you just went through. I mean, you know, we couldn't have come together as a team, Supernova and you guys, at a better time. I think it was brilliant that you had the courage to do this while you were adopting Phil's book. And the nice thing was Phil was, you know, 100% on board the whole time. And I think he loved what you were doing. So it just, I think that the timing was great, even though that was a huge job, you know, it was like,
right.
But the timing was good because then you could come out of it with process and you know, it's always a nice thing when you're introducing a client to someone new, have that new person say, hey, you'll be pleased that we're going to commit to what we hope is a higher level of service for you and then go through Supernova. Yeah. And like, wow, this is a nice
change. So that's an interesting thing you say about Phil, because he has been very engaged and very gracious and, you know, obviously very supportive of Supernova and the onboarding of his business as he walks away. So that's made this first experience in the FAP integration, you know, very, very doable. And he's done exactly what he said he's done. You know, some personalities are better for Patty, some are better for me. So he's been introducing us over the phone for the folks we don't know. And really he's done everything he said he would do. And as we get better at it and our skills get more refined, I'm just hoping that we have the appearance both in, you know, visual, but in reality to other FAPs that this can be done and it can be done well. And it's done well because the Supernova methods and techniques and strategies do work. And we just have, I guess maybe it's just more time and more experience doing it, but you know, certainly I understand it.
The, and just keep in mind, one of the keys for you guys is to not get bogged down. The greatest way to destroy a business is to hand them 100 more accounts.
Right.
You know, so you got to be careful with Sean that you're not destroying his ability to can really contribute to the team by giving him just too many clients to service and that don't pay, that just, you know, they never will, they haven't, and they won't ever pay their way. So that would be the one thing that is, you think, well, we're helping him out by giving him these accounts and that he's going to, you know, grow with these accounts and he'll grow them. Well, yeah, some, but just be careful you're not giving all the problem children to him. And
right, that way he doesn't have any time to prospect. No, I think the way that I would envision the thing going is that he would go through the accounts and determine whether they're worth keeping, you know, whether they're worth his time. And then,
and in fact, that's what he is doing. He's scrubbing those against the call center and what he can get rid of and what he can't. But to your point, Rob, you know, Sean and I had a very good conversation about that. That it's a bit of a double-edged sword. It makes you feel good as a new FA that you've got $5 million worth of things to play with, but you know, most of it doesn't produce anything, and there's a tremendous amount of liability that goes with all of it. And so, you know, you want to be cautious that you don't just become the repository for everybody's, you know, small, right, bad, and troubled accounts.
Well, as long as there's a methodology for going through it and getting rid of it.
And I think, I don't know if Sean's on, but I think he's kind of said to everybody, yep, listen, I'm pretty filled up for right now. And you know, as we get Bill's book understood, there's going to be a lot more 515 Hamilton Group grown business that we understand that he'll participate in that's far more reasonable and profitable for him. So, yeah, your point is well made, and I think we've already realized that it's easy for him to be the recipient of the bad and the unwanted, so he's very cautious of that.
Right, but plus also, though, I think he set up a lot of good niche marketing things and a lot of good centers of influence. So I don't know, maybe we should let Sean talk some about what he's been up to as far as prospecting and new business.
And in particular, Sean, with the Zoom Info you've been working on with Johnny.
Yeah, so with Zoom Info, I've been able to, you know, before my trial ran out, I was able to pull up any business in the Lehigh Valley, their entire employment chart, from the top down, from the president to every worker they have there. And that can be any business, not even locally, but if you want to be, like, if I wanted to go after sports teams, I could pull up the Philadelphia Phillies employee organization chart and get all those emails, phone numbers, office addresses, and all that stuff.
That's really neat. And then you have your own people just through your centers of influence, right? Through like the schools and like where you coach football and.
Yep. Yep. And you know, we've been staying on them with you know, monthly or every 2 months, you know, Johnny and I will send an MBA out just to stay on their mind. So while they may not need something right now, you know, maybe if they ever do, you know, I'm the first one I think of.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And it all starts to pay off when people start calling and things start happening.
Yeah, I think that whole virtual engagement platform has, for us, been very, very good. Very good. And we look forward to continuing to leverage all that it has to offer as it gets even better. But I think we're using that tool pretty much as much as we can.
Tell me about the Zoom Info. Why you say, is it expired? What does that mean? Tell me about that.
Oh, I just had a free trial, you know, from signing up for it. And then Dwayne and I, there is some existing relationship with Zoom Info and Morgan Stanley. And Dwayne and I are just working to figure out what exactly that is.
Yeah, it appears to be some type of a subscription where you can have unlimited access or limited access. And when I enrolled to get more information, I got a call from the folks at Zoom Info to suggest that Morgan Stanley has already an account created. And I don't know whether as advisors we share on that created account, we get a discount because it exists, or whether it provides no benefits whatsoever. So we're waiting on a call back. That was just a couple of days ago. But it seems from what Sean has been experiencing that he gets tremendous detailed and focused access to very specific sectors and industries and you know, titles But he ran out of capacity on the free trial. That's what he's saying.
Jim Pritchard, what do you know?
Not much, but it did come up on a call. I'm back at my desk now, and there was some email traffic. So I will have something in front of you by the end of the day. Not much, but I do know where to start. Because some other BDMs were asking about Zoom info and the exact same thing. Does the firm have an account and all this stuff? But I don't know how it ended. So let me dig around in my email, and I'll get back to you.
Great. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, and we stepped back into events. We stepped into an event that actually was offered to us, so we really didn't have to do anything except send out the invitation, and it was, you know, it did get some traction, so that's good. So we'll keep after the events with the, you know, virtual events.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's playing in traffic. You know, it's so.
Yeah.
Some people have hibernated and they're doing nothing, and other people are just busy, playing in traffic. Everything, you know, Dick Green, an old FA, used to say, everything works and nothing works.
That's right. Exactly. Not the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. And so, you know, what do you do? We're having success with this program. Is it working? Yeah, it's working. It's not great, but it's working. And we got some nice accounts out of it, but it's a lot of work. Well, guess what? Everything's a lot of work.
Right.
But you know what? You're out there in traffic. They're seeing your name. And if they're going to call anybody, they call you guys.
Right.
And that's the thing. You know, I'm going to, you know, I did, just like you, you know, I did a couple of webinars, right? And still collecting on those webinars.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do a series of Zoom calls in Brazil, you know, and it's kind of fun.
From
I was
wonderful.
Connected with LinkedIn on years ago. You know, I went to Brazil and he invited me down and because of LinkedIn. And then I hadn't heard from him for a while, about 4 years. Then I did this call and he said, I'm with a different company. Come on. You know, I want to do some Zoom calls, introduce Supernova to these guys. So
nice.
You just get out there and play in traffic. And guess what? You good things happen. So I would really encourage those people say, well, they're webinared out. They're sick of it. Well, a lot of people are, but a lot of people aren't, you know, you just make them interested.
That's true.
You know, and involve the firm, you know, get a bunch of, you know, you've got some great people there, and you might as well put them to work.
Yep, absolutely. No, I think that's really good. More touches, you know, just being invited to the thing is a touch.
What's amazing is the thing that shocks me about Zoom is I'm able to put together committees. I'm working on a project to develop it's really to put more people into seats in your offices, right? I want to put more African American males into offices around the country because there aren't enough. And there's nothing, it's not really a program out there or a charity or anything that does that. So I'm reaching out to people, you know, all over the place. And then I can put together a Zoom committee call. People I couldn't have really done it with unless I'd have traveled all over the country. And so things can be done that weren't even remotely possible before this. And I'm shocked at how well it works and how receptive people are getting engaged in things that they would have said, no, I don't have time for. Because they have time. They have time.
Right.
So, you know, I think everybody's going to wake up and realize that they slept through COVID-19 or they killed it during COVID-19 because they were awake and took advantage of it.
Right.
I think there's going to be two different, you know, usually there's like a whole scale of bell curve of people and how they react. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be really skewed one way or the other. Either they didn't do anything or they killed it.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah.
And to me, you guys have got all the, you know, with your virtual engagement associate, your commitment to the webinars, your you know, your niches, your centers of influence, developing those, I think you're going to kill it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. We're hoping to.
And just
that's the whole idea.
The key is to just be, just keep, you know, to be a crazy person about just persistence. Don't sweat the results that much. Just keep doing it. Try and make it better this time. But don't get hung up because you didn't have a quorum. You know?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
No, that's good encouragement.
Yeah, it's just, it's true. And you'll just, you'll get a quorum. You'll eventually get your quorum. And who cares as long as you get the right people. But
right, exactly.
Jim, what do you see? Jim, what do you see what other teams are doing versus what these guys are doing?
Right. That is the number one question that I get. And then a couple of things, which I appreciate you saying, Rob, because I and Dwayne and I have been talking about this. You know, we just took Supernova. We did an overlay, as you said, last week. You know, we really haven't taken care of the tail, for lack of a better word, facilitating the downstreaming you know, of this process. But I agree with you in the teams that we have, they've embraced the organizational concepts. And even Dwayne the other day was saying, geez, you know, he didn't know back in January, February, what he does now, looking back. So, you know, I think they're doing the right thing. You're right. Your encouragement and coaching is right. I think it does take a year, which you're right. I would not say day one, because then everyone would bail, because you know how FAs are. But the one thing, without talking out of school, that Dwayne was insinuating, that if you build the model, the story gets out, they will come to you. That's exactly what's happened in another branch with another Supernova team, unsolicited or unelicited in their group. So I would just say, Rob, you know, keep on keeping on. You know, it's don't let perfect get in the way of good enough. For now, and it's always going to get better and more efficient along the way. I mean,
right.
And you know, I think what Jim's talking about is teams coming to that to a specific team to to buy them out, basically to be part of the program, and they're a super team, but they're also overwhelmed by it. It's like
right.
Oh God, what are we going to do? You know, be careful. What
right. Exactly. Yeah. And they said that. Right. And I know misery loves company, whatever, you know, I just everybody feels overwhelmed with these concepts and people are gravitating to different things, different ways. But you're right. They were so pleasantly surprised of the size of the book and the amount of accounts that they had. You know, I think what did they say? 50 accounts over $750,000, you know, a good book. But again, that just adds to the problem going forward. And they've said we have to shut it down, you know, until we can get our arms around it. But like you said, Rob, it's a good problem to have.
Right. And then you get into issues of staffing and leverage, and you know, and that's where Jim and the team can help, you know, because they don't want to see any account, you know, I mean, they don't mind the little accounts leaving, but you know, they want to see these accounts be transitioned profitably. And when you can do that and, you know, do financial planning, fully implement the financial plan, you know, fee-based services, the whole thing, all of a sudden the profitability on those accounts goes way up. And so it can be done right. That's a beautiful transition. And, you know, that's what the firm is interested in. The retiring FA is interested in that because they get paid on it. You guys are interested. So everybody's interested in the same thing. Handing them out to a bunch of FAs that don't pay any attention to them is really not a good model.
Right.
Right.
So
versus the alternative, that's the way it's always been. A nice old school reference on Dick Green there, Rob. I got to pitch you up there. I mean, that's going old school. But anyway, you're funny. But yeah, right, you know, versus just, you know, the account distribution and everything gets sliced and diced and, you know, this FA versus that FA, where you can have a story that gets around and say, listen, this is our standard of care. This is what a client's experience is going to be if you deal with us. And by the way, you're going to make more money in retirement. You know, it's a pretty good pitch.
And, I think it's a lot easier for you to talk new, you know, other FA teams into Supernova when they see these guys passing them by and going to these Supernova teams and say, hey, would you take over my book?
Right.
You know, that's...
So the prospecting and marketing that you're all doing outside of the firm and with normal pipeline building, you're going to be doing that inside the four walls of the Allentown branch without even knowing it.
Right. Yeah, that's what you want. So you want to always appear as though you have an empty desk and plenty of time.
Right.
You know, that's the internal marketing approach you want to have, is that you've got plenty of capacity and that you're doing great. You're always doing great. Your desk is empty at the end of the day. You go home. Life is good. And everybody looks at you and go, how the heck do these guys do it? Well, underneath the water, you're paddling like crazy.
Right. Exactly.
You see, on the surface, you look like, because I used to say that, you know, why do FAs, when it comes to management particularly, always make themselves appear to the management as though they're totally overwhelmed all the time?
Right.
I mean,
I got to run to another Zoom, but I just want to say one last thing, which is my buddy's father used to always say, be the duck. And we say, what does be the duck mean? You say, you ever see a duck cruising across the pond? Looks all good, head held high, beak, you know, heading, you know, the straight way, feathers all in a line. But boy, underneath that water, man, he is just working and working and working.
Exactly.
To get from one side to the other. So be the duck. That's what I'm going to leave you guys with. And that's exactly what Rob is describing right now. Clean desk, totally organized. And people will be drawn to that process. But I got to run. Rob, I'll follow up on that other issue with you ASAP. Okay, peace, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's the game. Is the, you know, why would you present any other image to management?
Right.
You know, as long as if you got a problem, you take it to them. You ask for their help. If they don't help you, you go above them and with their permission, and you get things fixed. But you never just outright complain to management. I mean, what good does that do, right? Unless you need help, you demand help, just fix it yourself and present yourself as completely competent to them. And then they will refer business to you and other FAs will admire you and want to. And let's face it, their encouragement. I mean, what's the first thing a guy do when he decides he's going to retire? He goes to management, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He says, hey, I'm thinking about retiring. What do you think? And you think, hey, well, congratulations. You know, have you thought about who you want to have you take your book? Well, no. Well, you know, what do you think? There's about two teams here that I would recommend, and you're one of them. Well, why do you say that? Da, 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 da. And so they're a real center of influence for you guys, if you haven't figured that out.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's very good.
Yeah, so you always want to present yourself as completely loyal, completely committed, completely focused, organized, and, you know, just your best self. And, you know, if you got issues, deal with them, you know, and use them. I mean, if they're part of the opportunity to solve a problem, fine, take it to them. But don't be the guy always overwhelmed, always complaining, always blah, 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 how bad things are. That's there's no money in it.
That's right.
I always say to guys, how much money is in that attitude? How are you going to make money on that? None, zero.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, I said
all right.
to my family too. You know, if they get, I mean, just, you know, where's the money, guys? Where are we going with this?
Right, like, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, is it a good idea? Is it something I can learn from? What are we doing here?
That's good. So, that's a good thought.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you're I think you're doing terrific. I mean, at least from my point of view. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Thank you.
And you know, part of it is kind of this is the odd thing. You're always doing the things that are hard. You're always doing the things that other people aren't willing to do, and you're making them look easy.
That's what we're trying.
Yeah, you know,
we're trying. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. You know, he won the Masters yesterday, and you know, they're asking him a bunch of questions, and it turned out, you know, he works hard. I mean, that came out all the time, how hard he works. He uses a coach and he works hard.
Yeah.
He had some issues and he went out and he fixed them.
Right.
Know, it doesn't happen. And he goes out and he makes it look, and that's what the commentator said. You made it look so easy. He said, you had no idea how hard I was working out there.
Wow. That's great.
He said from the
that's the game. That's
I thought it might get easier in the back nine. He said, no, it was hard from the first tee to the last putt. I was nervous. It was hard work. And he worked hard from the time he got sick till now, but he pulled it off. So it's just the same stuff, guys. We're all professionals.
Right.
You know, the hard work pays off. So, you know, be reading, be your own personal accountability coach for each other, you know, help each other, support each other, make it a safe place in the office for people to come back to, but challenge each other to get better and grow.
Good.
Good deal. Good deal.
Great. No, it's fun coaching you. I've really enjoyed it. You're a favorite team, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All
right. You're welcome. Okay.
Patty, we have another call next month, or is this our final call?
I think we have one last one. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we do, based on what I saw here. So looking forward to that, and thank you so much for the encouragement today.
You're very welcome.
For sure. Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.